been extraordinary, hasn't it? You know, we talk about how different this series is going to be. Well, you know, it started off in a fantastic fashion, hasn't it? You know, with the game going backwards and forwards, and who would have thought that you know, the number 11 would be getting 98 and the 10th wicket would put on over 100 runs in a partnership to drag Australia in front, having been to the 117 for 9 and expecting the wrath of the Australian newspaper. They get a 50-60 run lead and soon reduce England 11 for 2, but fortunately they've managed to drag themselves back onto parity, and there's a huge amount of work to be done. So although it's been a low-scoring test match, it's been exciting, it's been frenetic, it's been fascinating in the way it's just gone backwards and forwards over the first 2 days.
If it's sort of the rest of the summer lives up to its start, then we're in for an absolute treat.
I think we will. Hopefully Bill was up as down as this, because I'd like seeing them win. But we did get one thing right, but the Aussie backers didn't get any runs, but we didn't know about this young man who they expecting to play, I'm sure, from the outset, but here he is, and he's 20 wickets, but he's certainly got some runs.